It's the home stretch of the 4 o'clock hour of Sports Talk on a Monday, which means we wrap up the first hour looking back at the weekend that was and picking who stood out, who grabbed our attention. It's called Light 'Em Up. And, well, Nick will eventually be our leadoff guy.
Again, Butter!
What's up?
Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes! What a display!
They can't believe it courtside, neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh, my God.
How about another? To center field, number four, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Win the series for the first time in 14 years!
Thanks, Mike Tirico. Light 'Em Up, as Steve said, is all about the biggest and best performances from over the weekend and who lit it up. And Steve said I would lead off, but actually you get to lead off this segment. So Steve,
raise my rent.
Who lit it up?
I'm starting with Belmont Stakes winner Sir Winston, who is absolutely lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy, Scott, because it's lit.
It's one of the most challenging events in the major sports we follow. Most horses will only race a mile and a quarter three or four times over the course of their career. The Belmont's a quarter mile longer than that at a buck and a half. But the key is, last Wednesday I saw a couple of stray dogs in our neighborhood. Got one to jump into my car. The owner found the other. So we successfully reunited them with the people. And it turned out the black labby was named Winston. So my wife suggested, I guess I should have said my wife is lit. My wife suggested, along with my losing bets, we throw down on Sir Winston the Seven Horse. And as they hit the stretch, Joel Rosario, who'd won the Belmont with Tonalist 5 years ago, had enough for the legendary Belmont stretch, ran past front-running Jovia and held off favorite Tacitus to capture the final leg of the Triple Crown series. So my wife Kathy and Sir Winston are lit.
It's lit!
She'll be so proud when you come home tonight and tell her that.
You're lit!
The Washington Nationals lit up the Padres over the course of seven pitches yesterday.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Craig Stammen had the year of his career in 2018. He had career highs in games, strikeouts, career lows, and hits. Only allowed three home runs. They came to Asdrubal Cabrera, Justin Upton, and Aramis Garcia. He was a pretty good middle relief pitcher for the Padres, and in 2019, he has not been that. In fact, Sunday might have been the worst consecutive stretch of seven pitches in the history of baseball. He starts off the eighth inning with a six-pitch battle to Howie Kendrick, and he then gives up a 420-foot home run, breaking the tie. Okay, bounce back mode. Stammen, two pitches later, gives up a home run to Trey Turner, 425 feet. That's two home runs on three pitches. That's not great, and now it's the top of the order. Two pitches later again, Adam Eaton, 402-foot home run. Turner and Eaton both hit home runs on 1-0 counts, so technically, Stammen's last three strikes left Petco Park, which made the 0-1 count he got to Anthony Rendon so important. Anthony Rendon hits a 390-foot home run. That is 1,638 feet of home runs, which is just over 3/10 of a mile on six pitches. That's also four home runs in one inning, one more than he gave up all in 2018. That's baseball for you. The Nationals crushed it, and they are lit up.
It's lit!
Next up, Dodger infielder Max Muncy, who is
It's
lit!
Lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
I like illumination. When someone does something we've seen a million times, but this one time we learn a little something. So the Dodgers beat the Giants in the series finale at Oracle. Final was 1-0. The only run of the game came when Max Muncy, who took Madison Bumgarner yard, and he deposited a wet one. Jacked it into McCovey Cove about 4:30 from the plate and really did not do anything that over the top celebration wise, but Bummy got his shorts in a bunchy, shouted at him, run, don't watch it. Mr. Mad Bum, that's not your call. To paraphrase Crash Davis, pitchers who get whiny about coughing up homers are fascist whataboutism punks. Don't redirect, folks. You gave up the moonshot. End of story. Not your call. Be better next time. The Mighty Max lit.
It's lit!
Vanderbilt freshman Kumar Rocker lit up Duke baseball in the history books this weekend.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
So it was NCAA Super Regional weekend as the remaining 16 teams in college baseball are looking to make the trip to luxurious Omaha, Nebraska. And Vanderbilt, the program that's sent plenty of players to the major leagues, won a national championship in 2014. They were down 0-1 in a best of three with Duke. And as you might expect, the Blue Devils are by no means a baseball powerhouse. They haven't made the trip to Omaha since 61. So their game one win was huge. And that's when Kumar Rocker stepped up, snatched those hopes and dreams, crumpled them up into a little ball, and threw them into the trash. She didn't even think about recycling them. Rocker threw 131 pitches. He struck out 19 and threw what was the first NCAA no-hitter in the NCAA Super Regional round as a freshman. Rocker, by the way, drafted 1,146th in the 2018 draft, and he was just juiced out there pitching this game in this moment for Vandy. Duke tried to throw him off his game, you know, without attempting bunts, by the way. Rocker used those coaches' conferences and timeouts as a chance to re-energize himself and came through clutch. I cannot think of anything more clutch than being down 1-0 in a best of three, throwing a no-hitter to get your team one more chance to go to Omaha, and he did it, and he was lit.
It's lit!
Omaha! And my last one, Rory McIlroy is lit!
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
So the performance yesterday to run and hide from the field at the Canadian Open was historic. Dude opened with a 67, got better with a 66, then Saturday even better with a 64. Then the now number three player in the world played How Low Can You Go, because he shot a 61. He bested runners-up Shane Lowry and Webb Simpson by 7, and because they moved the schedule to the week before the U.S. Open, this was the first time he'd ever teed it up at the Canadian. Becomes just the sixth player ever to win the national championship tournament in the U.S., Britain, Canada. Only Tiger and Lee Trevino have done that in the same year. It's a reach, but conceivably Rory can do that by winning at Pebble this week, then the British Open next month at Royal Portrush. He's also won, by the way, the Australian Open, the Irish Open, and the Hong Kong Open. Yeah. Definitely among the favorites for our Open, Rory McIlroy. He's a lit.
It's lit!
Last one for me. The Argentinian women's national team were defensively lit against Japan this morning.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Japan were the runners-up in the 2015 World Cup, where they lost 5-2 to the U.S. women's national team 4 summers ago. This year came into the tournament as one of about 8 teams that have a legit chance at taking home the world title. They took on Argentina in group play this morning, and Argentina haven't had the best of times in the World Cup. In 03 and 07, the only times Argentina's qualified for the World Cup, they've been outscored 2-33. Just in opening games alone, Argentina lost 5-0 to Japan in 03 and then 11-0 to Germany in 07. They were ranked 37th in the world coming in, and just 3 other teams ahead of them, and those were teams that basically were in their first ever World Cups. And they got a draw against the 7th-ranked Japan women's team. It was a 0-0 finish, but 90 minutes of intense defending, valiant counterattacking, and a major historical moment for the Argentinian women. An incredible accomplishment, and now they have 2 big games against England and Scotland to earn their way to the knockout stage for the first time ever. Las Albicestes en Fuego.
It's lit!